Simpson, St. Helena, California, December 4, 1906. Elder Simpson, dear brother, I am very grateful for what I have heard of the results of your meetings in Oakland. I am glad that you exalt the Word, allowing the Bible to speak for itself. This is the most effectual way. This is the way the truth was preached in the early days by our ministers. Be sure to take good care of your health. Be careful not to injure your throat and lungs. You should have a comfortable room and good board. In the 7th chapter of John, we read of how Christ dealt with those who questioned his work and were seeking for an opportunity to entrap him in his words. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me?" The people answered and said, "Thou hast a devil, who goeth about to kill thee." Jesus answered and said unto them, "I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses, therefore, gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receive circumcision, that the law of Moses be not broken, are ye angry at me, because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Then said some of them of Jerusalem, "Is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is." Then cried Jesus in the temple, as he taught, saying, "Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me." Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him, and said, "When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done?" The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Jesus unto them, "Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come." Then said the Jews among themselves, "Whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go among the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said, 'Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come'?" In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Many of the people therefore, when they heard this saying, said, "Of a truth this is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the Scripture said, that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?" So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, "Why have ye not brought him?" The officers answered, "Never man spake like this man." Then answered them the Pharisees, "Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed." Nicodemus saith unto them, "He that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth?" They answered and said unto him, "Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet." And every man went unto his own house. Verses 14 to 53. Some of God's people in these days will be called upon to pass through experiences similar to these. The 9th chapter of Matthew also is a chapter of deep interest. Study carefully verses 27 to 30. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straitly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. The words from the lips of the blind men fell upon the ears of the multitude with convincing power. These afflicted ones recognized in Christ the promised Messiah, but their words, Thou son of David, made a painful impression upon the priests and rabbis. Verse 27, And they, when they were healed, could not hold their peace. When they were departed, they spread abroad his fame in all that country. Verse 31, As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 9, verse 32 to 38, 10, 1. Here was the work of the Holy Spirit. The Lord gave to his disciples the special power to heal diseases, that the opposition of the Pharisees might not quench the Holy Spirit that was converting the people. I am more thankful than words can express that so many people in Oakland have had an opportunity to hear the truth of the Bible, presented with force and clearness. This is the manner with which it was proclaimed in 1842, 1843, and 1844. I remember one series of meetings held in a large Baptist church. Many families would come every day from quite a distance, bringing their lunch and remaining till after the evening service. No unnecessary words were uttered by the speaker, but the scripture was clearly presented. Frequently, a call would be made for those who believed the truths that were proved by the word to rise to their feet, and large numbers would respond. Prayers were offered in behalf of those who wished special help. I am pleased with the manner in which you have used your ingenuity and tact to provide suitable illustrations for the subjects you have to present, representations that have a convincing power. Such methods will be used more and more in this closing work. I wish that you might have a portable meeting house. This would be much more favorable for your work than would a tent, especially in the rainy season. I trust that these meetings may continue until the warning message has been given through Oakland and the neighboring cities. Let the work be carried forward solidly until many more souls shall come to a knowledge of what God requires of them. The work now being done in Oakland is such a work as should now be carried forward. This I have been instructed for a long time. This work must not now be left, while the Lord is striving with many souls who have never before heard the word of truth, but who are eagerly inquiring the way of salvation. Let the effort be continued to the praise and honor and glory of God. It would be a great mistake if the work were now interrupted and the workers taken away. Let us pray for strength and wisdom from above, that the work may be advanced along right lines. I hope that your work may be of such a nature that there shall be no binding off. Every fresh display of the conviction of the grace of God upon the soul of unbelievers is divine. Everything that you can do to bring souls to a knowledge of the truth is a means of allowing the light to shine, the light of the glory of God, as it shines in the face of Jesus Christ. Direct the mind to Him who guides and controls all things. Christ will be the manna and the spiritual dew to these newly converted souls. In Him is no darkness at all. Some should now be in training, connected with you, so that if you should be called away to some other place, they might continue to exercise a gathering influence. Let us pray in regard to this matter. We must pray and work and believe. The Lord is our efficiency.
Hearts have been impressed and souls converted as you have presented the grand testing truths of the Bible, the truths of the grace of Christ. There should now be connected with you in your labors men of spiritual understanding who will cooperate with you, who will, in the daytime, conduct Bible studies with the new converts, telling them how to yield to the power of the Holy Spirit, that these souls may be fully and firmly established in the truth. They need personal instruction upon many matters. In the discourses, let nothing of a theatrical nature be introduced, no sharp thrusts be given. We cannot expect that eyes that have been blind will be at once opened to see all things clearly. Other studies should be taken up with those who are interested, but you should not bear this additional burden. If such ones as Elder Haskell and his wife could take up this work, and with much prayer show those who have seen the truth how to experience its power in their hearts, the work would then be as a nail driven in a sure place. Many are ignorant of vital godliness, which is the truth in practice. The Lord will work with power upon the hearts of all who seek Him. There must be a practical reception of Bible truth. The Lord Jesus sent a mighty angel to make plain to John, by the use of symbols, the things that were to transpire until the coming of Christ. He was bidden to write the instruction in a book for the benefit of the seven churches. This writing we now have preserved in the book of Revelation. But this book is understood by only a very few. It contains the message for the last days, and we are to dwell much upon these prophecies. The work of explaining the Bible by the Bible itself is the work that should be done by all our ministers, who are fully awake to the times in which we live. No man is authorized to dictate to the gospel workers, directing them to do this or to go here or there. Let the Lord guide His own workers. He will lead them in ways that they know not, and they will bear the lamp of life in such places as the Lord may direct. All who regard themselves as the Lord's servants are to take up the work that He has appointed to them. It may not be the work they would have chosen, but if in the providence of God this work has come to them, it is not the place of a servant to complain of the work that is assigned to him by his master. Instruction has been given me by one who cannot err. He was saying to a large gathering of church members, "The Lord's workers are not to look to men for their orders, but they are to pray to God. They are not to be directed by men, who are weak as those they would direct, and who themselves need counsel from above." Words were read from the first chapter of James. James, a servant of God, and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lusts, and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Verses 1 to 19. Study also the remaining portion of this chapter. Who will now pledge themselves to be slow to speak, slow to wrath, and in very deed, doers of the word? Verses 19, 22. If I have the necessary strength, I will try to come to Oakland next Sabbath. May the Lord guide you in all things.